Well, when I work with people and I try to tell them about all of the benefits of using technology, and I try to give them examples of how their lives can be so greatly improved upon by incorporating, especially a portable device now because of the numerous things you can do with it. When I work to try to convince people to take the plunge and not be afraid to investigate, I often, when I'm met with resistance, will try to show them examples of how I live from morning till night, never more than a couple of inches away from some sort of piece of technology or connected device. And while I don't want to sound dependent on it, it has replaced so many things for me. And so when I say this, I want anybody that's listening to me to just keep your mind open and remember that it's the technology that I'm talking about. If you dump me back to 1901 and said, you know, I'm sure I could pick up a cane and, you know, walk the dirt road and make it into town, but I'm not really sure that I would be equipped to, you know, I couldn't farm my own land and work with no electricity. And, you know, it has nothing to do with turning on the lights. It has more to do with even elements of navigation. You know, I have been using accessible GPS platforms since the year 2000. And before, a lot of people were even really aware of what kind of power the internet held. So keep your mind open that it's the technology I'm talking about. When I look at where we'll be in 5 years, it's intriguing to me. When I look at where we'll be in 10 years, my mouth just falls open. 5 years I can kind of project because of the devices on the market today and because of watching how technology has evolved and seeing the patterns as people use it. 10 years from now, though, I think we'll see some revolutionary things again that are just in the design and prototype stages now. And so I would like to say that socially, I think we have the ability now to be more connected than ever before. And the real key to that, for me, ironically, is FaceTime. You know, when you can fire it up and show your 70-year-old mother some video from 2,000 miles away, how cool is that? But I hope I'm alive to see the availability of the autonomous vehicle, because I want one. And I think it'll be a cold day in hell before the insurance companies in this country anyway recognize this, or even people are comfortable with relinquishing their power over the vehicles that they drive. And I think they'll have to sell it on the merit of, you know, look, we can completely obliterate drunk driving. You know, the car can take you from point A to point B, and you can sit in the back and watch your DVDs if you want to. I see this happening. When I was a kid, you know, we always dreamed about it. The two things we thought we'd never see were video phones and self-driving cars, right? And they both actually been, there are prototypes out there. Of course, video technology fits in your pocket now. So I really hope this happens. I doubt that anyone will be able to afford it. But give it 10 years on the market, and I think it could be something that could be marketed to everybody. People just have to be convinced that they want to relinquish their power, and when they think the benefits outweigh the disadvantages, they will hand it over. And I know this, so I hope it happens, and I will buy one, because in my life, the only thing that I find daunting at all about being blind is the inability to drive in this country, because you almost have to get from point A to point B and never have to be on someone else's timetable, because I hate waiting for people. So there's my thought for the day. I hope I'm alive to see it happen. I will buy one. If I have to make myself, I'll buy one. But we'll see if it ever comes to pass. I don't know that I can see people's attitudes shifting that quickly, but I don't know. It surprises me what technology can do. So there's my thoughts on it. I'm going to go away now with 2 seconds remaining.